Coming to you live from the Pechanga Resort and Casino, it's Rob as a Podcast, and now here's the guy who blew all his Survivor winnings on the Survivor penny slot machine, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a special recap episode. What would you say? This is not a recap episode.
It's not really a recap.
Yeah, this is the episode where we take the stuff that we shot at Pechanga over last weekend and put it on this podcast for you guys to listen to audio-wise for people who just listen to the podcast.
There's no fancy term for that.
And don't go to the website. There's no word for that invented yet.
Yes.
Maybe we'll go to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
So this podcast, you're going to hear the feeds from the interviews we did with Jerry Manthe, Benry,
Kelly Karnecki,
Zarnecki. Bruce Kenegai and Christina Coria.
I think so.
She has an addendum to her name
Lopez?
Too.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play all that for you. So what you're gonna hear next is we're gonna start with Jerry, but then we're gonna come back in between, and talk a little bit about each of the interviews, and then read some of the comments that you guys had about the interviews. So it's almost like four mini podcasts. How about that?
Oh my goodness, it's a lot.
How about that is right. All right, and I want to say the people at Pechanga were really great to us.
Amazing.
The reality rally is coming up in a couple of weeks. It's the weekend of the 15th. So if you are going to come down to Temecula for the reality rally, I strongly suggest
Stay at Pechanga.
That's
hands down.
It's right in the middle of everything that's going to be going on there. You should be seeing a lot of reality peeps there. It's probably one of the best places that you could possibly stay for the rally, if not the best.
I would say the best.
Yeah, because no matter where else you stay, it's not going to be a casino.
And they have the Survivor slot machines.
Just
don't get three Ruperts.
Why? What happens if you get three Ruperts?
It explodes.
Oh my god. All right, so let's go ahead and let's bring you the first of our interviews with Jerry Manthe.
Here we go.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome to the Pechanga Resort and Casino Reality Rally Rendezvous. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
I am Rob Cesternino alongside this is my lovely wife, Nicole.
Hello, everybody.
We host a weekly reality TV podcast talking to all sorts of survivors and all sorts of great reality superstars. And we're here with Jerry Manthe, three-time Survivor player.
That's right. I'm absolutely out of my mind. That's basically what it boils down to.
Well, first of all, Jerry, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing absolutely great. And I'm having an amazing time here at Pechanga. This place is unreal, honestly. Beautiful facilities and fun people. Very happy to be here.
The thing that I want to know from you, you're being a three-time Survivor. You've been out there a bunch of times. You've been out there with the two people who they brought back this season and had significant experiences with both of these people. So first off, I want to ask you, what was going through your mind when you saw Russell go out there and not have so much success this time?
And shed a few tears.
Let me just say that the night that Russell got voted off, I danced in my house, in my socks, laughing hysterically. And that lasted for about 2 to 3 days, at which point then I could sit down and really assess the situation and, again, laugh heartily.
Really? You didn't feel bad for Russell?
Why? What? Oh, come on. Now, who would feel sorry for Russell? Russell got exactly what he deserved. And, you know, I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again, that the only reason he did so well on the Heroes and Villains season is because we did not know who he was.
Exactly.
And I think this time around, he was playing the same game that he played the first two times, and it doesn't work. You know, like the rest of us have had to reinvent ourselves over the years to play the game again, where he just played the same thing over and over again.
Did you change your game between the three seasons that you played? Like, did you go in each time with a different strategy?
Absolutely. The first time, obviously the second season of Survivor, none of us had any idea what we were really doing, and we were flying by the seat of our pants. My strategy in that season was to go in and make an alliance as quickly as possible. because I was basing my gameplay off of Richard Hatch's play.
Right.
Then season 8, after being nationally despised, I tried to go into that season as a more vulnerable, open character. And I found out very quickly, in the game of Survivor, the last thing you want to do is go into that situation vulnerable. And I ended up being destroyed.
Right.
And I'm just now getting over the therapy sessions from that one. And then the third time I went in, basically my years of experience and wisdom taught me that the safest and best position to take is always be the swing vote.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And stay out of the drama.
Yeah.
Good advice.
I did very well.
Now, somebody you outlasted last time, Boston Rob, is back for this season. Do you notice a change between Boston Rob this time from the last time you played or the time before when you played against him?
You know, the thing with Boston Rob is that he is also playing the same exact game again that he has played every other time.
Right.
His advantage in this season is that he's playing with these younger girls who idolize him, and I don't think they've ever actually even seen Survivor, because anybody who's seen Survivor knows not to trust Boston Rob.
Right.
There's no reason to trust him.
Yeah.
And honestly, another thing with Boston Rob's game that I had to bring to light last week when I saw it so clearly is that one of the bonuses of being an old school player coming into the game again is that you learn to look at the long game.
Uh-huh.
Whereas everyone else is getting wrapped up in the drama and the discomfort, Rob has said it on camera several times, you know, hey, I just need to make it 39.
I just need to make it
39 days.
Oh my God, is Boston Rob here?
He's here, in spirit. Now, Jerry, we took pictures by the Survivor slot machines. I played it a bunch of times in a row. I kept losing. I finally know what it feels like to be Russell Hance.
Low blow.
What advice do you have for people who are playing the Survivor slot machine tonight, which features your face as one of the people on the slot machine?
I know, it's totally random. Me, Rupert, and Rudy on the slot machine. I don't know why. I'm not getting any money from the slot machine. I wish I was. But if any of you guys out there win tonight, I want 10%. That's all I'm going to say. And if you figure out how the damn thing works, please let me know. I'm confused.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, thank you very much for joining us. Jerry is going to be out here signing autographs for everybody who comes through the Reality Rally Rendezvous. So come on over and say hello to Jerry.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you. Jerry Manthe, everybody. There was our interview with Jerry Manthe.
That was good.
Yeah, Jerry was good.
She's a professional, you can tell. She's been doing this a long time.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with Jerry that night.
Jerry was a lot of fun. She was dancing on the dance floor, just really having a good time.
Yeah, Jerry's I don't know, would you say mellowed out?
She's definitely mellowed out.
Over the years,
definitely
mellowed
out. We've seen
very
her.
Easygoing.
Yeah, definitely.
So here's some of the things that you guys had to say about Jerry. You guys were very positive about Jerry as well.
Mm-hmm.
Lennon fan says, true story, I won every time I touched a Survivor slot machine.
Oh, maybe you should go on Survivor.
Well, good for you, Lennon fan.
No one likes a bragger.
Nobody likes a bragger. And what are you doing listening to this podcast? Why aren't you in Vegas playing the Survivor penny slot machine?
Sounds like you need to go to Pechanga.
Yeah. Sarah G says, Jerry seemed much funnier and smarter during your interview than she ever seemed on the actual show. Perhaps another potential podcast guest?
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Santam Mago says, Jerry comes off as a smart chick who has mellowed over the years.
Right.
I actually think I would get along with her in the real world.
Oh, okay. We'll set you up.
And, you know, a lot of people, Jerry's Russell comments were a little controversial.
Uh-huh. Anything Russell is controversial.
Yeah.
Like, we get in trouble no matter what we say with Russell.
The Russell stuff is very controversial, I have to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, between if we make a joke about Russell, we can't do that anymore.
Uh-huh,
people,
it's not funny.
Then we're Russell bashing. Mm-hmm. If we say something nice about Russell, people get
sucking his kneecaps.
We're sucking kneecaps.
Yeah. So just like Russell, we can't win.
We can't win. O Gonzalez NYC says, one other Jerry point. She mentioned that the current cast of contestants might have never seen Boston Rob in All Stars or Marquesas.
Mm-hmm.
One, is this a negative consequence of the producers recruiting contestants instead of taking ordinary applicants who have probably been fans of the show? And did the producers do this on purpose in order to improve Boston Rob's chance of winning, with an eye towards him taking over the host when Burnett moves on, like Simon Cowell, and Probst moves into the background? So, well, to answer the second part first, okay. No. They did not intentionally cast recruits so Boston Rob would do well so he could take over the show.
Boston Rob cannot take over Probst's job. He can't.
They could let him do it, but I think that would be a mistake.
That would be a horrible mistake.
Yes.
He's great on Survivor, not hosting it.
Don't think Boston Rob would be a great host.
Yeah.
As for number one, is this a negative consequence of recruiting? Yeah, absolutely. I think.
But it's modern day Survivor now. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. I don't know if, you know, the people who have watched 22 seasons of Survivor or even 10 seasons of Survivor are what they're looking for people to put on Survivor.
Not anymore.
I think most of the people they're putting on Survivor do not watch a lot of television in general, let alone Survivor.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's move right along. I was going to say, speaking of people who look great in a bikini, but I have no evidence that Ben Rennie looks great in a bikini.
I know that he looks good in a bikini.
He probably does.
He does, yes.
He probably does. So here is our interview with Ben Henry, a.k.a.
Rob Cesternino back here with Nicole, and we are here with Ben Henry, a.k.a. Benry, from Survivor Nicaragua. Benry, how you doing, buddy?
I am awesome. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. We got any dirt squirrels in the audience tonight? Anybody you can pick out?
I don't know. No, you guys all look
a dirt squirrel-free crowd.
Yes. No dirt squirrels.
Yeah, thanks to you, Benry. Every day he calls me a dirt squirrel.
Every day. All right, so Survivor Nicaragua last season. What was that like for you?
Survivor Nicaragua was insane. I mean, I think everybody would say and agree with me when they say that we had no idea what we were in for.
Right.
It was gnarly, man. It was, I mean, rainy and wet and no sleep and pretty brutal.
Yeah. Your buddy, Fabio, he was the winner. And now I see on TMZ he's getting in trouble with
trouble.
The law. Was he acquitted of these charges brought up against him?
I'm not sure. I think...
Is he free?
I think he's free for now. He's... still dealing with the mess. He's a crazy kid. He's all over the place. So, God bless him. I hope he stays out of jail and spends that million wisely.
Now, I know you were on Survivor Nicaragua. I actually had a chance to be at Pechanga Casino with Nayanka recently.
Uh-oh. Oh, Nene.
We sat down at the blackjack table. She took a look at my chips. She was like, quit while you're ahead.
Who won?
No, that's her advice.
That didn't
quit.
Happen.
So, I know you are friends with David Murphy. Who is a contestant this season.
On Redemption Island.
Watching you and watching him, I wouldn't think that you guys would be birds of a feather.
But
tell us,
styles.
Yeah, tell us about that friendship.
You know, we met at a sports bar that I own, and he comes in every Wednesday, and we watch every Wednesday night together, and... it is an interesting friendship. He's an interesting dude. He's an attorney. He's super serious, and I'm, you know, laid back and like to have a good time. But he's a cool kid, and I enjoy watching with him every Wednesday, and I have no idea how far he goes, so it's a mystery every week.
Well, he had a rough week this week. Do you think that he still has a chance to go all the way?
He did have a rough week. His alliance got a little messed up, and... we'll see if he can hang on. I don't know.
Well, we're hoping he does.
Me too. I like the kid. I'd like to see him go far.
Yeah. So there was our interview with Benry.
There it is.
They actually cut out a part in the middle of the interview, and these are the Pechanga videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
The waitress actually came up.
Oh, yeah, that was really funny.
asked us for a drink order
and then,
in the middle of talking with Ben Reed.
And then wanted to get paid.
And then wanted to get paid and wanted like money and IDs and we're on stage. And we only had 5 minutes with each of the people. It was like, you know, they had a schedule. So we only talked to each of these people for 5 minutes. So that's why that interview was a little short. They cut out the part where
we made our drink order.
Where a waitress who did not maybe speak the most English ever.
Probably not.
Came in,
but she had to have seen the stage we were on.
Yeah, usually when people are filming something, you don't come and take their drink order. But that's just, you know, this great service.
Maybe she's
Pechanga.
An aspiring actress.
Yeah. You guys were not thrilled with Benry.
No, but you were really funny.
Yeah, so here's what you guys had to say. And I actually thought Benry was a lot of fun.
Benry was a lot of fun.
We never met Benry in person before, and we had a good time with Benry.
Yeah, we did some Jaeger bombs with Benry.
We did do Jaeger bombs later in the night. But you guys said, Kristen Marie says, Benry's gum chewing made that one of the most unbearable things to watch, but the rest of these were great.
Okay, well.
Did the gum chewing bother you that much in watching it back?
Well, watching it back, I saw the comments, so I focused in on the gum chewing because it was brought to my attention.
Didn't really bother me.
Yeah. I don't know if I was to watch it for the first time.
Common Curse says, Benry looked a little bored, but at least you were on a roll with your cheesy jokes. Zing. I don't know if that's worth a zing.
I'd hit the bell, but I don't want anybody to get in a car accident.
Yeah. I mean, you could say I had cheesy jokes, and you can make a joke about my cheesy jokes and say zing, but just to say my jokes are cheesy, not worthy of a zing.
But then he says, JK, just kidding.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, good. this is from Goose, who says,
my favorite comment.
Benry really cranked his douche-o-meter up to 100 for his interview.
He kept it 100.
But he's keeping it 100. JT Hodges, 12, says, okay, Benry needs to stop the gum and stop acting uninterested in the interview. I mean, I like the kid, but he's not as cool as he thinks he is.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't even think he's that cool.
He's just a mellow guy.
Yeah. And then No More Hant says, it looks like Benry did some skateboarding with Fabio, in
uh-oh,
quotes, before this interview.
Yikes.
Yeah. Maybe my joke was not that great. It definitely was over Benry's head.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. If anybody thinks I'm out gambling with Nayanka, they got another thing coming.
He's like, oh, she's here? Really? Where is she?
You're like, oh, did you win? all right. So let's talk about our next interview with Kelly Czarnecki.
Okay.
Who we never met before.
We've seen her around. We never really had a conversation with her. She's always in like the Survivor circle.
Yeah, she was pretty cool too.
She was very cool.
We had a good group there that night.
We did. We had a lot of fun with everybody.
All right, so here is Kelly Czarnecki. All right, Rob Cesternino alongside Nicole. We are back.
We're back.
Kelly Czarnecki.
Hello, everyone.
From Survivor Gabon. Kelly, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome.
Yeah, well, Kelly, I'm glad that you're up here because Survivor Gabon was in the news recently.
It was.
One of your fellow tribe mates from Survivor Gabon just was added to the next upcoming cast of Celebrity Rehab. Jessica Sugar Kuiper is going to be on the next Celebrity Rehab.
Well, I hope that helped her. I mean, she definitely needed it. And I'm glad she went.
Yes.
Do we know if she made it far?
Well, I don't know if they... Do they eliminate people?
I don't think people get voted out.
I mean,
did she get kicked out because she's too messed up?
I did read on Twitter that Dr. Drew wanted to kick her out because he found out that she was faking being a celebrity.
Oh. Ooh, she probably wanted to sleep with him, too.
That's And that wasn't a sugar joke. That was a reality star joke.
Sure it was.
To be clear, that was just a reality star joke. Well, speaking of Twitter, Kelly, we had a game that we wanted to play.
It's a special game.
I love
game.
Twitter.
Okay. I know you love the Twitter. What is your Twitter handle?
What is my what?
Your Twitter name.
Kelly Czarnecki.
Okay.
How simple is that?
Well, that makes sense.
That's pretty easy.
Follow me.
Easier to say than spell, though.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we have a little game. It's called Who Tweeted This? And it's a little bit of a twist.
Uh-huh.
We want to know, did the person who tweet this, is this from a Survivor cast member or a Jersey Shore cast member?
Let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Woo-hoo!
Let me give you the tweet. After the movie Taken...
I can see your cards. I'm cheating.
Well, you're not cheating because you don't know what the answer is.
Okay.
After the movie Taken, it is noticeably harder
to pick up chicks in the taxi lamp in the taxi line. Pound legitimate concern. Who said this? Was this Vinny from the Jersey Shore or John Fincher from Survivor? Who said this?
Tough one.
Obviously, John Fincher said it. No, Jersey Shore, Vinny. Vinny.
Final answer?
Final answer is Vinny. I don't even watch Jersey Shore.
Sorry, it was John Fincher.
Oh, you were right. John Fincher.
Date rapist extraordinaire. John Fincher.
I need to go with my gut.
All right, Nicole, you got one?
All right, here we go. Who tweeted, does anyone have Jimmy Fallon's tweet info?
Does anybody have Jimmy Fallon's tweet info? Who said that?
Was this the situation?
Hold on. We give you choices.
Was this the situation or Russell Hantz?
Situation or Russell Hantz?
Russell Hantz.
Ding, ding, ding.
That is correct. Woo-hoo! It was Russell Hantz looking for Jimmy Fallon's tweet info.
He's also following in the sugar lead, like wants to be a celebrity.
And I believe it's at Late Night Jimmy. I believe. If Russell Hantz is watching. Maybe we'll get to play some more Twitter games with somebody else. Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Follow Kelly on Twitter.
Please,
she's hilarious.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kelly.
And come say hello to Kelly over here at the Reality Rally Rendezvous.
Hey, good times.
That was good.
You know, we actually had a bunch more of the Survivor or Jersey Shore ones, and we just didn't have enough time. Do you remember any of the other ones? Off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I don't remember. It was a few weeks ago.
The best one, I think, was the one that said, my idiot neighbor just texted me asking if I could get some weed. I was sitting in a room with 300 pounds of it and didn't touch the stuff. Mm-hmm. I am winning.
Yes.
And what did we say? Was that JWoww or... Sugar?
Uh-huh, something like that.
Yeah, and it was Sugar.
It was Sugar.
And she was good. She sticking to her rehab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we had
still
like...
there.
Yeah, we were pulling them out and reading them about 1 o'clock in the morning at the nightclub.
Oh, that was fun.
And they all ended up on the floor.
That was a really good game. We should bring it back into the podcast.
At some point.
Yeah.
But Kelly had said beforehand, she doesn't watch Jersey Shore.
I don't think you need to watch Jersey Shore to know that they're idiots and that they could have said these things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, a lot of you guys were tough on Kelly also. I read a bunch of comments. Stephen Main says, Kelly is the dumbest person of all time.
I don't think she came off dumb at all.
I don't. What did she say that was unintelligent?
Because she didn't know Jersey Shore?
I don't know. She got the question wrong?
Maybe that makes her smarter.
Maybe. Kaz says, I vote for more video podcasts with Kelly.
Okay, well, that's positive.
That is positive. Frank Clark says, Kelly Czarnecki is hot. Damn. She is yummy looking.
Take a cold shower, Frank Clark. Does your wife know about this?
Tim Lamaster on the Rob Has a Podcast Facebook fan page asked me the other day.
Tim goes, he loves us or he hates us.
He wanted to know, is Kelly Czarnecki really tall?
Uh-huh.
She was the same height as me. I think what happened was I had a chair that was really sunken in.
Yeah.
And the other two chairs were less sunken in or not sunken in at all.
I think your chair was also lower.
And because I think that you and I appear to be
the same
height.
Yeah. And we are like a foot. There's a foot difference between the two of us.
So, yeah, that was I was not in the best hosting chair possible.
No. And I didn't like my chair because it shot me on my bad side.
Oh,
not my good side.
Okay.
Because there is one.
See, I need to have the guest sit in the lower chair.
Yeah. Because
that's the power move.
Yeah. But from now on, I'm sitting on the other side.
Okay. And from now on, I'm going to lower your chair by 6 inches. Power move.
Power move.
And then Natalie says, Rob, you seem intoxicated. And now I understand why Nicole gives you weird looks during the podcast sometimes. I would, too, if you flailed your arms about like that with only me in the room.
We're Italian.
Yeah. there was a lot going on there.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to... There's an audience. There's a camera.
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe there's a reason why I do an audio podcast for everybody who's asking for more video podcasts.
Well, practice makes perfect, Rob.
And then Natalie goes on to say, Nicole looks pretty.
Oh, thanks for noticing.
Let's forget anything I said about Benry being hot. He seems like a douche.
Aw.
And John Fincher is the hottest survivor to never win the game. John Fincher was there,
yes.
But we didn't get
Why
to...
Why didn't we interview him?
He was a late addition, and they already had the schedule set, because it was like 5 minutes with us, then 5 minutes with the Amazing Race people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would have been a good interview.
Well, we have an interview up with him.
That's true.
And there was we have nothing left to ask John Fincher.
That's true. We got all our answers.
Yes, we have more questions to ask John Fincher, but the questions that we want to ask, I don't think he wants to answer on the air.
Probably not.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about Bruce Kennegai and Christina Coria.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
All right, and we are back. Rob Cesternino and Nicole, and we are here with Bruce Kennegai and Christina Coria. All right. All right. So we want to talk to you guys. Bruce, you were on Survivor Exile Island, and the first season with Exile Island. This is the first season now they're doing with Redemption Island. What do you think of the Redemption Island twist?
Well, Redemption Island, it's kind of a new soft twist, and I think that it's a little softer. Exile Island was brutal being on there. No shelter. They broke the flint, so I didn't have any fire. And it was the monsoon season. You know, it seems like a little soft over there. And I wish we actually had the Redemption Island to go back and at least try to compete again.
Yeah.
So you guys had it tougher.
Oh, it was so tough. The food they give you now, I mean, everybody's getting so fat. And
they're gaining weight on Survivor.
Now, Christina, I know you are with the LAPD, correct?
Retired Santa Monica.
Retired Santa Monica. And I know you have a background of working with kooky characters in that field. What do you think of Philip on this season?
Oh, my God. He's an interesting character. His outfit's kind of
his pink panties.
Oh, my gosh. I just not seeing him being an FBI agent. There's no way.
Well,
he
does have a question mark next to that.
Oh, yeah. I think honestly think he's lying. There is no way.
Now, I heard that Philip actually was going to make an alliance with the winner from Bruce's season. Did you hear this?
No, I never heard that, and I wouldn't do anything with Philip, let me tell you.
Yeah, Philip and the winner from your season, it's called Stealth Aris. No, that didn't work?
No, that doesn't work.
Oh.
But I'll tell you, actually, I would probably want to make an alliance with Philip, take him to the finals because I would win.
Yes, so you're taking the Boston Rob route.
Yeah, Boston Rob is really smart. Yeah. I mean, he is really smart, and you got to look at the long-term plan. That's the most important that veteran survivors understand is a long-term plan.
Do you guys think, is there any chance Boston Rob doesn't make it all the way to the end this season?
You know what, you would think that he wouldn't because hopefully the people are smart on that show that
they don't seem that smart.
No, they don't. So I don't know, he could possibly go very far on this one because I think everyone likes him so much. You know, they're wanting to be behind him and kind of be their followers. Mm-hmm. But who knows, there might be a twist.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know, I think at the merge is going to be important if Boston Rob's there at the merge. And if the people are smart, what they would do is switch the alliance and get rid of Boston Rob because he is a great player. And you got to get rid of him right away.
Do you think that the jury could potentially vote for Boston Rob to win at the end? Would they vote for would new people vote for somebody who's been in the game four times to win the money over a new person?
That's a good question.
I think that they might, just because they might like him, mm-hmm. and just might do it because it's great for the show.
Yeah.
But then they might not because, you're right, they might want to give someone else a fair chance.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a 50-50 chance, you know. I mean,
and he could start really screwing people and making people mad.
Well, I'm not four people coming back twice, let alone three or four times. So I'd probably vote for somebody that's not a veteran.
Okay. Yeah. Well, come on over and say hi to Bruce and Christina at the Reality Rally Rendezvous. We are having a great time here at Pechanga, and so come on over and say hi.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
So there you go.
Yep, that was good. That was fun.
I want to just apologize. I'm sure there's a discrepancy between my volume here and my volume at the thing,
mm-hmm.
but you know, there was like a crowd of people and we're in a casino. So I'm trying to project a little bit to attract people over to what we're doing.
Right.
So I wasn't at my normal broadcasting modulation. I was at my...
That was the live broadcast voice.
Hey, anybody want to come over here?
Well, someone wrote in one of the comments on YouTube, like, oh, scream into the microphone much? Like, really?
Yeah, I think you have to put it in context.
Come on.
We're in the middle of a casino.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you guys didn't have a lot to say about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly Frank Clark, and in fact, all Frank Clark. So here's what Frank Clark had to say. He says, F Bruce, there was a shelter on Exile Island. Lying bitch.
Frank Clark. That's not nice.
Bruce is a black belt. He'll kill you, Frank Clark.
We were going to do a segment, if we had the time, where we were going to have someone come up and Bruce was going to kill them.
Really? Bruce will kill you.
He will.
He will.
He'll rip off your nuts.
He'll do worse than that. Frank Clark.
What's worse than that?
rip off the whole unit.
That's true.
Frank Clark says, no, Rob, the stealth artist joke didn't work. LOL. Mm,
well,
that might have been funnier in print.
Yes. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been funnier in print.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the word play doesn't go over big in a crowded room.
Maybe not.
And sometimes it doesn't go over big at all. Ever.
Like in this case.
And Frank Clark says, wow, F word. Christina is hot for her age.
F word.
That's what he wrote.
What are you, 70?
I don't know. What should I say?
It's F-bomb.
Wow, F-bomb? Okay. Yeah, so Frank Clark... He liked Jerry, he liked Kelly, and he liked Christina.
It sounds like Frank Clark needs to get it in.
Maybe. All right, so Frank Clark is voting for more video podcasts.
Yes. Well, Christina is hot. She's really sweet, too.
Yeah. So that's it for Pechanga, and we'll be back, you know, visiting Pechanga and Temecula at the Reality Rally in a couple of weeks. And so, I don't know, until then?
Until then, or until Thursday for Survivor.
Yeah, or we'll do Celebrity Apprentice.
And Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay. You got the schedule down?
Nope.
And talk to you guys soon.
All right, bye.